what's the real advantage of an ID card? Who does it benefit and why?
It doesn't really benefit anybody, does it? Because they can all, they're all...
Oh, it benefits people, but I don't know if I'm prepared to say who it benefits. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but you need to think these things through, because this world is changing big time. It's changing dramatically. All right? And it's changing with these ideas like, oh, there are terrorists around every corner, they're about to get you. Right? It's not true. There's no such thing as Al-Qaeda, and there's no such thing as these terrorists. Not in the numbers they're projecting. All right? There may be two. There are obviously people in this world who are out to hurt others. All right? But they're not some part of some wild, organized terrorist group. It's not true. It's a fallacy. It's made up.
That comes back to the fact that why did they start that war in Iraq?
I mean, see, it's made up, all these things are made up to frighten you.
We knew they were made up because they can read number plates and taxes from a camera in space. They can see if it's a Roman building that's been there hundreds of years ago just by flying a plane over a field. So why couldn't they find out where these weapons are, and they've got all these top people over there, intelligence, that know about these things. So that was obvious that wasn't true.
This is what worries me, you see. What worries me is this stuff happens, right? They have a war in Iraq, they do these things, and no one lifts a finger to stop it. No one does anything about it. And one of the reasons no one does anything about it is because very few people think anymore, right? I'm laying everything on the line tonight. No one thinks anymore.
That's politics, isn't it?
No, it's not that. It's down to the fact that people are lazy and they're not interested in thinking anymore, right? We don't have philosophers anymore. We don't have anyone who enjoys... Philosopher means love of thinking, right? Phil meaning love, osopher meaning things. So no one is capable of loving thinking anymore. The reason for that is because it's dying out, it's getting crushed by all this crap, right? People are doped with religion, they're doped with sex, they're doped with television, they can't think. All right, all these things are being fed into your head every single day. This crap about celebrities is being fed in every morning with the newspapers. They're supposed to give you news, newspaper, paper that contains news. Front page of it, you've got a celebrity on there. All of this stuff, right? It's a sickness, and it's a sickness that's gonna kill us. It's gonna end the human race. And I mean this most sincerely.
I agree with you.
And the antidote to it is thought. Flex your mind, use your brain, come up with a clear, decent argument against something, because the people that are doing it, all right, they're not doing it because they want to control the world, all right, they're not doing it because of any other reason other than they want to make money. It's greed that's driving it, and they want to make cash, right? And at the end of the day, they're human beings, they're animals like me and you, all right? Their jaw will break, their jaw will break if you hit it, their mind will respond if you talk to it, and they wake up in the morning, they have a crap like the rest of us, right? The point is if you can talk to them, their subconscious, logically and reasonably argue with them that what they're doing is wrong, you'll win the argument, because if you've got right on your side, nothing can ever stop you. Do you know what I mean, John?
Yeah, I think so. Quite a long conversation you were having there.
Well, you're making a lot of sense
tonight. I fully agree with what you're saying, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
What you're saying is make a lot of sense, John. What a fantastic call.
I think maybe there's something in that fluoride in the water they're putting in, you know.
Exactly. Listen, I want to thank you for calling in, John. Good to talk to you. Let's move on to the next call.